Afghan Bibles are destroyed by the U.S. military. Conditions in Haiti are worse than they've been in 40 years, and Bible distribution moves to the cloud. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Afghanistan, where Bibles were confiscated and destroyed by the U.S. military. The two or three dozen Bibles in two Afghan languages were sent to a soldier by his local church to distribute as gifts to the Afghan people. Open Doors USA is an advocate of persecuted Christians around the world. The ministry's president, Carl Muller, says hearing of the Bible's destruction is a bit shocking.
Had this been six or seven copies of the Quran that were destroyed, there would be no end to the amount of protest you would hear.
Muller says the Bibles didn't need to be destroyed.
There are certainly many organizations that could put them to very good use. And any time you see a Bible destroyed, it really should shake the core of every Christian to realize that this is the kind of desecration that can happen to God's Word.
It's illegal to convert Muslims to another faith. Despite that, Open Doors is providing Bibles to Afghan Christians. Get connected at our website. Meanwhile, the suffering people of Haiti need help. They haven't yet recovered from last summer's hurricane damage.
The needs basically are the same. People are starving to death. They haven't recouped from the loss of their gardens and their animals and stuff from the hurricane.
That's Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love. The organization has almost nothing to feed the people because it can't get its shipment of beans and baby formula through customs and into the country. DeHarta says relief organizations have to work in the most difficult conditions she's ever seen.
The roads are worse. Getting around is worse. Obstacles in trying to help are worse. It is worse than it was 40 years ago.
Encourage your member of Congress to pressure Haiti to allow organizations to help and pray that God will provide for the Haitian people despite the circumstances. Also pray for the spread of the gospel and growth of the church. You're listening to Mission Network News. In an unexpected turn of events, the city of Hanoi has responded to protests by Vietnamese Christians. International Christian Concern reports the city halted construction on a piece of land that a church claims to have owned since 1928 after several protests, including a prayer vigil held by 1,000 people. Pray the Vietnamese government won't continue to obstruct the spread of the gospel. Pray, too, the positive Christian witness will continue in a hostile culture. Meanwhile, Faith Comes By Hearing's Troy Carl says a new software application called the Audio Bible Ambassador will revolutionize Bible distribution. Here's how it works.
A person simply downloads a Bible for themselves, which is probably going to be the language they speak, and then they'll learn about the program. And if they choose, they can actually sign up and say, I want to be an ambassador. Tell me a little bit about these different language groups and these people around the world. They give us permission to load a small piece of audio Bible information into the software.
Then, say you choose to be an ambassador to the Kirundi speakers of Burundi.
The computer system will go out to the grid or to the cloud, and it'll say, where have people around the world downloaded this particular language, and how do I stream that information back to that user?
A request for a Kirundi Bible in Burundi will go to your computer, and you'll send the scriptures back through using a three-layer security encryption.
It'll actually give you a notification that says, you reached 427 people in these language groups. Click here to see a map of where you're personally having an impact and distributing scripture to these people in these language groups around the world.
And Worldwide Christian Schools is launching the Slum School Project. It's a campaign using Facebook, the online social networking website. They're trying to raise funds and awareness to build and support three schools that would provide a Christian education to children in the slums of India. Many of their schools are in areas of extreme poverty and need support so they can open their doors to even more kids of the slums. The goal is to raise a network of 1 million supporters and $1 million by December 2009. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can use your medical experience on a medical mission trip to Guatemala October 10th through the 17th. Join Orphan Outreach, MNN listeners, and me as we provide much-needed medical care to families affected by mudslides in Guatemala. We especially need doctors. To apply, follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.